Well, that detection of you with the brows, you see, that's the only thing you can handle them with.
Yeah. Well, when you're putting that on, you say you're harnessing them up or hitching them up or harnessing them. What do you call that?
Hitching them up. Well, you see, you run and put the brows on him, and that bit in his mouth.
Uh-huh.
That's what you handle him with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and put the harness on him, and if you're going to fly, or you're going to hitch him through the wagon, whatever you do, you got him all straightened out.
I see. What do you call the line for driving or plowing or riding a horse?
Well, I call them, we have fly lines,
mm-hmm.
and we have wagon lines.
I see. What about the little things that you put your feet in that hang down on the sides of the horse?
Oh, you're talking about a saddle.
No, that you put your feet in. You sit on the saddle, but hanging down
on
the
saddle. Oh, you're talking about the stirrup.
Right, that's what I want. Great,
yeah.
Good. What about, did you have particular terms for the horse on the left or on the right side when you were plowing? Did you have particular things? Besides the name that you called them, did you have a particular term?
They have particular sides. They wait on them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sometimes a horse, they'll work on the right side of the wagon. Then I'll work on the left.
Well, what do you call it when it work on the right side of the wagon only?
Well, that's the way he pull on.
Yeah, I see.
And he ain't gonna pull on with his side.
If it's just a short distance to the other side of the room, you say, oh, it's just a, what? What would you call just a short distance?
From here on to the other room?
Yeah. So it's just
I would say a few steps.
Uh-huh. If it's a long distance, what would you say?
I did, well, a long distance, I would say is, maybe. There's so many points to it, good there. It's a good little step from here to the other room.
Good, okay. If it's something that's not hard to find, like, say, your toothbrush, you know it's always in one place. You say, yes, I can find that toothbrush.
Mm-hmm. No matter a piece in one place.
Yeah, but you say, well, you say, yeah, that's fine. Okay, but if it, if you're looking all around and you just can't find it, you say, I can't find that toothbrush. What would you say? I can't find that toothbrush.
I couldn't find that piece. For nothing.
Okay. Would you ever say anywhere?
I ask, but sometimes I ask, I said, did you see that piece I left? I can't find it.
But would you use the term anywhere or anywheres?
Well, could use it that way. Could say, well, I done looked all everywhere, but don't look like I can find it. But sometimes it's right in your eye. That's right.
Okay, if I was standing up.
All right.
And I just fell, and I fell like that, which way would I be falling?
Be falling? I would say you'd be falling on your face.
But what would you'd say, though, I was falling in what direction? I would land on my face, but which direction would I be falling?
Would you be falling that way?
Yeah.
Well, I would say you mean what direction are they?
Not
wall
north,
or
no, not north south, but I just fell. You say, oh no, she's gonna fall.
On the floor.
Forward.
How about that?
Would you say forward?
I would say
forward.
Flowing.
Forward?
That's right.
Say that for me. Forward?
Forward.
Okay, what if I fell this way?
Backer.
That's right. That's what I
That's
want.
Right.
Good.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, if I had a bunch of apples sitting here, and you wanted one, and you said, but already somebody had come in and taken all of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, you asked me if there are any apples left. I'd have to say, no, there's... What would I say? There's no more apples left. Somebody took them all.
Took them all, huh?
So I'd